And it is that we want to start talking more about with each other and hearing from each other. Because in our hearts, I mean, you see it in the babies. They know they have this power, this ability, and they're just raring to use it, raring to go. And that's a big part of their confusion. It's like, what? Okay, you don't want it. All right, why? Next stop, retirement. With a lot of folk never having figured it out. Like, what happened? What was that about? Confusion for good reason. And so, oh my goodness, you're just gonna be doing all of us, everyone in your network, such an enormous favor to get these discussions started. Serious biz, we are hungering to not have to sit here confused about why this insanity still exists. I can't remember where I read. I think it was a review of some woman who'd written a book. There's a lot of them. And she said something like she couldn't understand after all the horrors and the longing, all the horrors of the 20th century and our longing to be done with that, and why it's so hard for us to just get our freedom. I mean, this was a scholar. These are seriously important conversations. These are seriously important suppressed ancestors that we cite here for everyone's mental health and for the survival of life itself. In considering the shadow state, I was looking at the appearances of things, the facade, not going deep like Proudhon. Although he could go a little deeper is what we're also going to be considering today. I should have been looking at energy, what calls it to action, what underlies appearance. We learn the necessity of looking beneath appearances from Proudhon. What we don't learn from him is that these appearances are being made by the tiny few who then sneer at us for believing in them. We've made this point before. It's just enormously angering to think about. Who then sneer at us for believing in them, who use our being duped by their fabrications as evidence of their supposed superior intelligence. And take note, for the record only, the enormous amount of resources they devote to rigging the game, of course, means they're afraid. Afraid they're not the best, quote unquote. And so mommy and daddy or daddy won't love them. And they have to believe they deserve to rule. Otherwise, they're but murderers and torturers and thieves. They'd have to face that reality. And please, let's not be conned by the fallback argument of those who plot and plan in secret that you have no evidence. Do we really need to prove that the world is being shaped by a platonic vision of fixed divisions with a splash of the so-called meritocratic sprayed on the brew of misery being dished out to us? Let's not forget Gore Vidal's warning to us to not be put off by the slur, conspiracy theorist. He said in substance, almost perhaps these words actually, of course the rulers plot and plan in secret and in concert. That's the way privilege is preserved. Come on, duh. We have not been encouraged to use our reason. Let's use the evidence of our reasoning as Proudhon so well models for us. Does the system consolidate money, wealth, capital? And real quick, I forgot last week to mention that when Proudhon used that term capital in the modern quote-unquote sense, the way Marx uses it in the book Capital, I'm asking the question, was that not the earliest use of that word capital in its modern sense, Proudhon's? I think it may have been, but let's... don't get too off track, as I'm prone to do. Does the system consolidate wealth, money, capital, control in fewer and fewer hands? Yes. And is it money that compels or allows actions that engage, address, or influence the many in a privatized, commercialized, ranked, and divided non-society shaped by the divisions of the tiny few? Yes. Moreover, do we really need proof that the hidden few plot and plan and act in concert in order for us to want our bodies back? If you have a hard time with that question, that's a function of all that conditioning. Deep conditioning. And do we want this, our bodies back, for all of our brothers and sisters?